You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Thursday, January 18th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert. Joining me today is Phyllis Hagen and Beth Carlson talking about the One Act competition. And ladies, how are you doing today?
Very well.
Doing well. Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming on. Let's talk about the One Act competition. So what exactly is like a One Act competition?
Well, it's something that we've been doing for many, many years. We compete against other schools in our districts, and we have, most of the time, we have 5 to 6 schools competing in our district. Some are a little, you know, maybe 6 or 7. But it's a Minnesota State High School League activity, so we are held to the same standards as the sports. And it's a competition among theater groups, and it's very competitive, very fun, you know, a little bit scary sometimes, but it's a really good experience for the kids, and we really enjoy doing it.
One of the things about competition in the arts is that it's a little difficult. It's very nice, sometimes very difficult, to lose a close game. You know, that wasn't really a goal, or he fouled him for that last basket. But it is this many points beats that many points. In the arts, you know, it's a very subjective thing where we go up and we have 3 judges, and you do have to compete and try to please these 3 different people's opinions. That's very difficult because you don't have that nice line.
And sometimes the opinions are not your opinions.
They certainly are not.
And not the way you've directed, and not the way you've, you know, chosen to train. So,
or if they,
like Phyllis said,
if they don't, yeah. But on the other hand, I think it's a good life lesson in that when you go out and, you know, try and get a job, or most of the things you do in your life, unfortunately, bottom line, a lot of times it is that person's opinion. So it's competitive, and it's also very much a life lesson.
Yeah, and the judges, it's really hard to know exactly what, you know, they're looking for. You kind of have a general idea of what they're looking for, but the, you know, minor details that like you said, it's very subjective, and depending on what judge it is, they might, you know, award you higher or lower. So it's really difficult knowing that heading into it.
Very much, very much.
So what goes on during this one act competition?
Well, we are hosting this year. It's next Thursday, the 25th. And we are hosting in our school. That means that all the schools that are competing in our district will come to our school and compete on our stage. We have home stage advantage, which is always kind of nice. We will, each school will have their moment on the stage, which is 35 minutes. You cannot go over 35 minutes, so that's another restriction that you have to, you know, be sure you're aware of. There's a disqualification if you're over. There's many things about disqualification that you have to be aware of. Whoever gets chosen from the subsection goes on to the section. There are 2 schools from the subsection that will go on. We're hoping to be one of them, but one never knows.
So you talked about home stage advantage. What does that mean?
Well, that means that we have been rehearsing on our own stage. We don't have to go to somebody else's school, get used to, within 10 minutes, somebody else's sound and light board. You know, the wings will be different, the dimensions will be different. I mean, we've been rehearsing on our own stage, so it is an advantage in that respect.
And it sounds like there's very little time for the visiting teams to get used to the stage and everything that's around it.
Yes, unfortunately, there is that time crunch because our competition on the 25th, Thursday the 25th, begins at 4 o'clock, and it is right after school, so we can't even let the other schools load in until school is out at 3:15, so that does not give any of us much time.
What can you do in that time if you're a visiting school to try and get yourself acclimated with the environment that you're in?
We allow them to come back and look at the sound and lights. You know, they each will have a little bit of time to check that out. They do have a 10-minute setup time. In that 10 minutes, usually, from my point of view, which we've done, the sound and light people go to the sound booth, get acclimated. while the students are on stage, getting acclimated to the stage. You know, 10 minutes doesn't sound like much time, but you can do a lot in 10 minutes.
A lot of the equipment is somewhat similar. I am not a sound and light booth person, but it is also another wonderful aspect of having Beth be the director in that she has done it enough that she herself is familiar with the booths and maybe some of the idiosyncrasies. It is true that on occasional, some schools, we've been lucky enough not to happen, but that some schools, they flip a switch and they do great harm. Of course, maybe it has happened to us, but that something does not happen and it does hurt.
Yeah,
hurt
and like you say that, you know, the judges may comment on something that the other schools had no, you know, it was out of their hands. And that's unfortunate. But, you know, it's part of the whole world that of the one act competition.
Part of the competitive world as a whole. Just things end up happening and you have to adjust on the fly. So it's 35 minutes?
35 minutes is what you are allotted. Mm-hmm. We got ourselves to under that, you know, so that's good. It's a luxury to not be scared about going over. That's a very good thing. And we right now are not over that by any means. We're a few minutes under, so...
Is that by design to make sure that you have that buffer zone of it in case something goes a couple seconds over and it adds up?
Kind of. You want to give yourself, I always want to give myself at least 2 or 3 minutes under, you know, consistently. So then you know I'm not going to worry about that part. I'll worry about all this other stuff. But that is not going to be a problem.
What's the biggest challenge going into this competition?
I would say the biggest challenge is... get it for my show, and it is called The Inexplicable Chaos Factor of Mia Gregory. It's a very long name. I love ensemble shows, and in this particular show, the ensemble is on stage almost entirely throughout the show, and they are such a big part of it. There are 10 ensemble characters called the variables. Mia Gregory is one of the main characters, and Olivia Harris is the other character, and they become friends. Olivia Harris, Liv, you always hear about her as being called Liv. She is kind of a math savant, a loner. She doesn't think she needs friends. She makes friends with this lovely girl named Mia. You kind of go quickly throughout their relationship together from kindergarten through high school, etc. I'm getting to the question, the difficult part is making sure all of your kids are there, all of your kids are doing their part. One part of that whole machine is missing and it doesn't work because our set is based on the series of 10 blocks, kind of having to do with the math thing, and we go from scene to scene to scene to scene very, very quickly. And if one of those people isn't there to be part of that scene and then pop into character, it's very difficult. So they have to know how important they are.
It's also a challenge because we don't have a second line, you know.
No one's sitting on the bench.
Our team has to be there, and we don't usually have a replacement. Another thing that is challenging, I think, in the one acts that is a general challenge is, you know, in sports again, you know, a 9-man team or an 11-man team goes against another 11-man team. Or, you know, you have 3 forwards, 2 defense guys, and they go against each other. In the one act, first of all, you don't usually know exactly what the other school is going to do as a play, and it swings wildly. One school might have lots of people, that's a comedy, and another one might have a 2-person, or you know,
drama,
tragedy thing going on. Totally different things. Once again, the subjective, you know, what do these judges want? What are they looking at? And, you know, so here we have our beautiful ensemble group doing this absolutely synchronized block piling and changing and fixing, going against a 2-man drama. So, who's better? You know, it makes it incredibly hard. We kind of were kicking around the idea that it would be fun, at least for 1 year, just to see if everyone did the same play, yeah. and just to see how
it
you
would
interpret
be,
it and how, and how, you know, so it really is the skills, the interpretation, the different things, rather than, okay, today I'm feeling gloomy, says the judge, so I'm going to like this tragedy better. So that makes it very difficult and unique.
Is anybody able to attend this competition?
Yes, actually it is open to the public. They do have someone at the, or we will have someone at the door who will not allow you to go in once the show has been announced and is starting, so the doors will be closed. So you have to be there at the, you know, at the correct time for your show. And it's very sad when you can't make it if a family came to watch their school and the doors are closed. We are the very first show. So we begin at 4, and if anybody wants to come and see us, we are at 4:00. Speaking of performing, we are also doing a public performance this coming Monday, the 22nd. That's the 22nd, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Monday the 22nd, and our curtain time will be 7:30. So public is invited to come and watch our performers. We've always had such a wonderful response in the past, and it makes such a big difference to our kids to have one performance under their belt, you know, with a supportive audience, people that aren't, you know, trying to compete against them. So hopefully we'll get a nice turnout like we have. It's supposed to be warmer.
Yes.
That's excellent.
28 degrees or something. So come on out, see a show.
And where will both of these performances be held?
Both of them are in the CHS auditorium.
All right, so on Monday and at 7:30?
7:30 will be the curtain, yes. So right. The doors will be open, I'm sure, by 7.
And then typically. And then on Thursday, make sure you get there. You want to be there no later than 4:00 because the doors
yes.
will be closed for the entire performance.
For the entire performance, and then they open at the end of the performance. The kids get adjudicated by the judges, so then the doors will be opened, probably by Phyllis. And then they'll have time to get back in for the next show.
All right. So make sure that you're there on time, or actually a little bit before. Then that way you're guaranteed to see the competition take place, and then the other schools will follow as well. What is practice like?
It's busy. I have a rule that, you know, you get there on time and we start rehearsal, and we are in rehearsal mode and busy, busy, busy the whole time. It, for us, it goes very fast. I hope it does for the kids, but I don't like wasting time. So if you're here at rehearsal, you're rehearsing.
One of her rules is that really they need to be there early, because if practice is at 7, that means they all are supposed to be on stage ready to go. So, you know, early is on time is her, which is also an excellent thing to learn. But yeah, you have exercises first and that kind of thing, and then you go through the play. It's a fun activity. It's a teaching tool, the one act, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I really feel the one act is when the kids, if they choose to go on and audition for the spring show, this is where they kind of get a lot of their learning processes in building character and you know, the whole process of being in theater.
So when does this process begin? Like when you first pick out, like, okay, this is what we are going to be doing, and like first day of practice, when does that start? And then everything that goes on behind the scenes from then until now?
We usually look at many, many, many shows. You know, what's possible with, you kind of have an idea of who you have from year to year. Read a lot of shows. Know what kind of clicks with you, and then usually the audition starts middle of November. So we've been working on this since November, take a little break during December, you know, Christmas break, come back, hit it hard in January. So it's been in the works for a while.
How long does it take for the students to memorize everything?
Well, depends on the kids.
It's an individual thing.
It is, but, you know, I don't know. You'll probably agree with me. This
yeah.
group, I give them a you're off book by this date, you're off book by this date, you know, for whatever. I was so impressed with these kids. I mean, I've barely had to give lines since they were told they have to be off book.
Yeah, I would say they were memorized before.
An impressive group.
Yeah.
And how long have they been off book?
I would say a good month or 3 weeks at least.
When they first do, they do a read through, and then after that, you have to block, show them where they're going to move, and they get to have their books during that, and then they learn their movements, and then she gives them the deadlines for the memorization. And so how long into it would that be that they're starting to move around without books and know where they're going?
Without books, I think when they came back from break, they had to be off book for the first half and then for the second half the next night. So they were almost entirely off book when they came back from break. They had to be.
And that's really impressive.
Yeah, it was. I was very impressed with them. They took it seriously, so... Thank you for taking it seriously, you guys.
I'll sit under the stage and have a book and whisper it up to them. That's very frightening, especially when it's a lead.
I think when the kids perform and the audience watches them, I don't know if you've ever been in a show or if you've ever had to memorize or do things like that. They do make it look very easy, very simple, but try to do it. It's not. That's a lot of words to remember, connect to, create a character for, all those things. You know, it's a lot. And they've done a really wonderful job. I'm very happy with these kids.
And it's over a half hour of material that they have to remember,
yeah,
too, which
it is exactly.
It's very impressive. And every, split second, it matters so much in these performances.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something we talk about a lot. You know, who knows which moment the judges are going to be looking at and commenting on. If you're not in that moment, that might be the one.
Every single person has to be, regardless. No such thing as a small part is so true, because
truly,
if one person suddenly is just staring off in space and stuff, it takes everyone out of the play. So, yeah, it is more team than just about any other team activity. It really is.
And it goes to your point, you'd never know what the judge is exactly looking at. So
exactly.
they could be looking at, they might not be looking at the lead. They might be looking at somebody else and judging that part during the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to be on their A game.
And lots of times we are back there watching the judges watch the play or looking down, writing.
I know,
it's always like, look at this part. This is the best part. So it's out of our hands, but... I'm very proud of what work they've done on this. It's been a tough show, and they've done a great job.
And it's going to be an exciting week for them next week. Monday is going to be the public performance.
Yes, at 7:30 again. 7:30, come on out. Nice day, and it's a fairly short show, not much over 30 minutes, so it won't take much of your evening. And then again on Thursday the 25th is the competition. We are at 4:00, the first show. So if you want to come and support the kids again, that would be wonderful.
Get there a couple minutes early. Make sure you're there before the doors are closed, because they will close right at 4:00
exactly,
when the competition begins. So again, that will be at 4:00 on Thursday. That's at the high school.
On the 25th, January 25th.
And same thing on the 22nd. That will also be at the high school too for the public performance.
At 7:30, correct.
All right. Well, best of luck to you and all the students involved. Sounds like it'll be an excellent week for them, and we're looking forward to see how you guys do.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you having us on.
Yes,
thank you very much for coming on. Again, that was Phyllis Hagen and Beth Carlson talking about the one-act competition, the public performance that will take place on Monday the 22nd at 7:30 at Crookston High School, and then the competition will take place on Thursday, January 25th, a week from today, also at the high school. Make sure you get there a few minutes before 4 p.m. The doors will close at 4. And that was our Valley Talk program.